ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Ches and base the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'av Teilu Shumachel L'chol Mi Sheyirtze. The Rishbam explains that we're going on the case where a case of Nechasa Levonov L'acha Meisei, that he wrote a gift to his son, and the gift should be that his son gets the field after he dies. That's the Mishnah on Kuflam and Vavam and Beis. I mean Kuflam and Vavam and Aleph. And the Gemara explains that the Pshat is like this, that you're giving him the goof of the field now, and you're being Meshayah for yourself the Peiris until he dies. The Av is giving the son the goof of the field and being Meshayah for Av the Peiris until he dies. So the son has the Kinyan HaGuf, and the Av is the Kinyan Peiris. That's a discussion we had earlier. So here the Mishnah says that since he has the Kinyan Peiris, the L'chayah Pashat, he could be Talish, he could take off the Peiris and give it to whoever he wants, because it's his Peiris. U'mashi niach Talish, and whatever he took off and he left it being Talish, Hareo Shliyarshim, because whatever he took off Mechayim, that was what he was Kainith, it was Kinyan Peiris, so that's his. So that doesn't go to the son he specifically gave the field to, Lacha Misa, because the son only gets the Guf Mechayim, he only gets the Peiris Lacha Misa. These are Peiris that are there Mechayim, they belong to the Av, so they go to the Yarshim. So the Mishnah says, Talashin Mechubalai. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Vais Dais is only if he was Talish them, only if he removed them from the tree. But if they're Mechubar, Vais Dais, that does go to the son, even though the Peiris grew while he was still alive. So the Chaya, and Svar, we should say like this, if he gave the son the Guf Me'ayim, but he only gave him the Peiris Lacha Misa, so Kolzman is alive, he has the Kinyan Peiris, so even though the Peiris are Mechuba, but the Peiris grew while the father was alive and the father had the Kinyan Peiris, so those Peiris should belong to the father, those Peiris should go to the Arshim. But the Mishnah says Nishnazai, the Mishnah says, Dafkif is Talish them. Dafka, if he takes them off, if he detaches them, but as long as they're attached, Vaisis, they don't belong to the father. And the son would get it, and it wouldn't go to the father's Yarshim. So that's a Chiddush, but the Gemara Sakasha, the Braisa says not that way. The Braisa says, Vatanya, Shamanis, and Mechubarim, Lekeach, that the Mechubarim go to the Lekeach. We'll see what this Braisa means. It's Fubshatim in the Braisa. Amrulu, Lekasha, Kamba, Benoi, Kamba, Acher. Hail, Vatanish, let them crave Eitzel, Benoi. So Ula says, Enechinami, if it's when he's dealing the father against anyone else, so then we'll say the Svar that since the Peiris grew while the father had the Kinyan Peiris, even though they were never detached, even the attached Peiris belong to the father. They don't belong to the Acher that's going to get the Kinyan Peiris Lacha Meisei. Mashain came when you're dealing with Benai. The Gemara says, Dai Tishladim Kreveisel Benai. So even though Be'etzim, he really should be able to get the Peiris that grew in his lifetime, but since it's his son, he's Meichelet to his son, he wants his son to have it, since it was Mechubah B'Shas Misa, that belongs to his son. Atkan the Gemara. And as a Shaila, the Rishbam says that we're dealing with the Peiris, even to the Peiris that are Eimed L'Talesh, also the son will get those Peiris. Because it says, anything that's Mechubah, Talesh and Mechubah Light. The Rosh argues. The Rosh, it's earlier in a nice Mem Gimel, he says that once it's Peiris Gemurim, Kol Aymeli Talish Ketalish Daminap Leibs Talish. What it means, Masheniach Talish, means the Peiris that were detached before this man, the Aymeli Talish, he took them off, that belongs to the Av, and if it was Mechubah, belonged to the Ben. But once it's Aymeli Talish, it Leibs Ketalish Dami, and that belongs to the Av no matter what. But Amachalik is the Rishbam and the Rosh. Now, in Pshat and the Braisa, there are actually three Pshatim in the Rishayim. What does it mean, Shamanes and Chabarim Lekeach? What's the case of Lekeach? And it comes out from the Rishayim in Afkamina, Tut Stadim in Afkamina, Alacha Lameisa, and in Afkamina, in the Lumdus of this Dait Deshladim Kravitz, like we're going to explain. There's a Pshat that the Magen Mishnah brings down from Rashi. We also have it on the Gillion of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Gershom, and also the Yad Raman says this Pshat. The easiest pshat in the Gemara. And the case of the Mishnah is where he wrote it to his son, Meyayim Lacha Meisei, that his son should get the Peiris of the field, Lacha Meisei, gets the field now. That's the case where you say that the son will get everything that's mechuba, he'll get. And that's what the Gemara says, because Dayt Shalom Kreve Eitzel Benayim. And the case of Shomen Eseperis Lekech means that he didn't give it to a son altogether. He sold it to a Lekech. He came to a Lekech. He says, I want to sell you my field, but I want to still hold on to the field for the next 10 years. And after 10 years, you take over the field. That's the Mechira. The sale will be finalized now. It's a Mechira now, so the good for the karka is sold now. And the payers you'll get after 10 years. So what's the din with the payers that are Mechumet to the karka at the end of the 10 years? So Shomen Eseperis Lekech means all those payers belong to the Mechir. But Lemaisa, they're in the Lekech's Rishus, and they're Mechubber. So that's the halacha. When somebody happens to have payers that are Mechubber, that belongs to someone else, that happen to be in his ground, like let's say someone went Shaloi Rishus and planted in the ground, Rishamin and Lekharis. Now, Pshad is a Lekech could keep the payers, but he has to pay for that. Yishamin is a payers Lekech. You have to pay. These payers belong to the Mechir. But if Lekech wants the payers, he has the right, because they're on his land. He has the right to pay for the payers, and then he takes over the payers. So Lefinis Pshat, you can learn the Gemara Pashat. When a person sells the Guf Me'ayim and the payers Lacha Misa by the Ben, or the payers Lacha 10 years by the Lekeach, Be'etzim the halacha would be that all the payers that grew before the Misa or before the 10 years, since at that time the Av or the Meicher had the Kenyan payers, they all belong to him. But Da'itad Shalom Kravetz B'nayim means that when he gives the son the Kenyan payers that starts Lacha Misa, he would want also to be Meshayer in his Kenyan payers, that he doesn't have the Kenyan payers also on the things that will be Mechubah B'shas the Misa. He doesn't want to go in to be nitpicking with his son that these are mine, they grew in my time, and that whatever is Mechubah, when you take over the field, you take it over with all the payers. So that's a chayra shir. In the Kenyan payers, it's a limitation. In the Kenyan payers, he's Meshayah for himself. He wasn't Meshayah all the payers till he dies. He was Meshayah all the payers that he's Talish till he dies. But the payers that are Mechubber when he dies, that Kenyan payers goes to the Ben. Now the Rishbam is similar, but it's a little bit more. Because in the Rishbam wants to say, I've landed a case of Shamanis and Mechubber Melekech. The Rishbam brings it to Sefta, that we're talking about the case of a meicher, not a meicher, of a case of nechas of Nei Lacha Meisei. We're going on that case of a case of nechas of Nei Lacha Meisei. But who's the lekech? So Shbam learns that the son sold it to the lekech. What's it then if the son sold it? We had the Mishnah before in Kuflam and Vav. Macher Aben, ein lekech mem klum et shiyam asav. Lekech takes over when the father dies. So here's the stira. Now when the father wrote it to the son, the Mishnah is mevor, that when the son takes it over after the father dies, he gets all the payers mechubarim. Just the payers tlushim go to the other yarshim as well. But the payers mechubarim goes to the son who was mekabelit. Mashain came when the son sold it to the lekech. Then the lekech does not get all the payers mechubarim. He has to be shaman. He could keep the payers, but he has to pay the amount they're worth b'shas that he took it over. The amount they're worth b'shas that the father died and lekech got it. Because till the father died, they all belong to the father. So that's the Shaila. Why when the son takes over the field, he gets all the payers mechubarim? But if the son sold his chelik of the field, his chus in the field, his kinyan in the field to the lekech, and the lekech takes over when the father died, the lekech does not get the payers mechubarim. He has to pay for the payers mechubarim. They still belong to the av. He just gets them, but has to pay for them. What's the chelik the ben and the lekech from the ben? So the Gemara says, it's the to show them kreveitzel benai. By the Ben, he lets him have the payers, the Lekech not. But it's still a little bit schwer, because the father actually gave the Matana to his son. The son sold it to the Lekech. So what do you mean? If Daitish let him crave Eitzel B'nai, so the son should have these payers that are Mechubber, b'shas that his father died. Because the father gave it to him, the father gave it to the son. So why doesn't the Lekech have it? So the Shbam says two Mahalchim. First Mahalch is, that was good for the das of the father. The das of the father is Mikara. When he gave the son the guf and his Mashiach himself the Paris, and he made up also, that was his das, that whatever Paris or Mechubah that he allows the son to have, but dafka if it's the son, if the son ever sells it, so then he'll keep the Paris. He's only been making this limitation on his Kenyan Paris, dafka if the son's going to end up getting it, not the Lekech ends up getting it. That's the first thing the Rishbam says. Second thing the Rishbam says is that even if the father, which is a little bit schwer to say, the father made gufa that tnai, he's being mishayif himself the peiris, but not the peiris that a mechuba b'shasi dies, but dafke if the son has it, not if lekeich has it, kilu he's anticipating that maybe lekeich should have it, and then he won't limit the shear of the peiris for that. I said, even if you say the father gave the peiris to the son, so that's it, now it's the son's. But since it's like a vitur that the father would give to the son, the etzim, if he'd give it to anyone else, he would keep the peiris till he dies. So when the son passes on his kinyan to the lekeach, he's not passing on that vitur. Even though lechayr it's also a little bit shver, because he's selling the lekeach the kinyan aguf. So whatever the father was in Mishai peiris himself, lechayr should automatically go to the lekeach. So both stadim are a little bit shver. One side is a little bit shver that the father should have in mind that he's only being limiting his kinyan peiris if his son would have it, not if his son sold it. And the other is, no, the father gave it stam, but the son, whatever he got from his father as a special vitur, that he's not passing on to the lekech. But those are the two malachim at Rishbam. But b'kitzum, we have already two pshatim in the Mishnah that says, in the Braisa, I mean, that says, that shamanis and mechubram lekech, one pshat is that we're dealing stam. He never gave it to his son, mikan alachim oisai. That's a pshat of the Magen Mishnah, brings Shemashi, Rabbi Negeshim, the Adramah. It means that in the case of the case of the chas of Nei Alachim Oisai, then the son gets the peiris mechubarim. In the case where he sells a field, that the mechira should take effect now, but the kinyan peiris should go in a certain amount of time, say 10 years, there the mechubarim belong to the av, and if the kech wants the mechubarim, he has to pay the price that they're worth. And we have the pshat of the Rishbam. Now we're talking about case of the chas of Nei Alachim Oisai, but the ben sold it. Since the ben sold it, we're not dealing it's not the av, or the av's yarshim against the ben. It's the yarshim against the lekeach, so the av wasn't mevata for the lekeach, or maybe the ben wasn't mevata for the lekeach. And even the peiris mechubarim still belong to the av, they go to the yarshim, the lekeach has to pay for it. But the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rimagash, they say that the lekeach here means the lekeach that the av sold it to the lekeach. The Av sold his schus to the Lekech. They learn like the Rishbam. We're talking about a case in the Chassel B'nai Lachem, I say. But not the pshat that the Ben sold his schus to the Lekech. The Av sold the Av's schus to the Lekech. And Shamanis and Mechabram Lekech doesn't mean that the Lekech doesn't own them and knows the Lekech has to pay for the Mechabram in order to keep it. Shamanis and Mechabram Lekech means it's Lekech from the Av. Lekech's taking over the Av. He has the Kinyan Peiris B'chayi the Av. But it says, Marchan Av Mechurin Anshe Yomais. So now, when the Lekech is giving up the field to the Yarshim, to the son, I mean, not to the Yarshim, to the son, it was Kaisel Chasim Noelach Yomais, and the Av sold it as Mechurin Anshe Yomais, and now the Lekech has to give it to the son. But part of the Lekech's Kinyan Peiris is that he could keep the Peiris Mechubarim, and he has a right to demand payment for the Peiris Mechubarim that's still on the field. The Rishbam learns Lekech means that the son sold his chus. And Shamanis and Mechubarim Lekech means that the Lekech doesn't get those payers. The Yarshim get those payers on the Mechubar. The Lekech has to pay the Yarshim the amount that the payers on Mechubar is worth because it's not his. In the Rif and the Rambam, it's the opposite. It's the Av that sold it. The Av gave it to his son, Miyayim Lachem Eisei, and then the Av sold it to the Lekech. It belongs to the Lekech HaTshiyama, it's the Kenyan Peiris, and the Lekech still could retain his hold on all the Peiris Mechubarim. And that the Gemara says, that if the Av didn't sell to Lekech, it's the Av against the son, so Daitisham Krav Eitzel Benai, he lets the son have the Mechubarim. Mashenkin, once the Av sold it to the Lekech doesn't have a Daitik Krav Eitzel the Benai of the Meicher, and the Lekech wants to keep the Peiris Mechubarim. That's the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rimagash. Now the Magen Mishnah points out, in the Perek Yudbeg Zilchaschi Halacha Yud Gimel, that probably the Rishbam and the other pshat, the pshat that we said from, he brings from Rashi, Rabbi Negesh and Mechuli, it could be they don't all like the Rif and the Rambam. Because in this case, when the Av sold it to the Lekeach, could be the Av already gave it away to the Ben. You could learn, Zok the Magen Mishnah, that the Av, when he wrote it, and he did not intend to mishayin for himself, the Peiris said, now that he sold it to the Lekeach, how can the Lekeach go and say, I want those Peiris that are mechubah b'shas misa? They already belong to the Ben. How does he get more Keiach in the field that the Av gets? As I tain in the Magid Mishnah, and the Torah is taka mashma, that halacha l'maisa, lefi the Rishbam is mahalach, when the Av sells it to a Lekeach, the Lekeach doesn't get more in the Nechasim than the Av would have had. The Av doesn't get the Peiris Mechubarim, then he dies. That doesn't go to the Yerushav, that goes to the Ben. So who then the Lekeach doesn't get the Peiris and the Mechubarim, b'shas that the Av dies? What's the Pshat and the Riff in the Rambam? The Chariot's Mechuch to say, and as I state Mefurish in the Yad Ramah Pshat, that it's not the Pshat that when he originally gave the Ben the Kenyan Peiris, when he originally gave the Ben, I mean the Kenyan Aguf and his Mashiach for himself, the Kenyan Peiris, he made a limitation on his Kenyan Peiris, that whatever is Mechubah B'Shas to Misa doesn't go right in his Kenyan Peiris, that belongs to the Ben. Because if he would have made such a limitation, so it's already the Ben's. He already gave the field to the Ben Lachem Isai. He's Mashiach himself for the Kenyan Peiris, but he limited his Kenyan Peiris, so he doesn't get the Peiris in a Mechubah B'Shas Misa. So how could the Lekeach get more? He can't sell the Lekeach something which he himself doesn't have. It already belongs to the Ben. Behechach, you have to say that, no, it doesn't belong to the Ben. All those Peiris, B'shas, the father's alive, it belongs to the Av. Now the Av is Meichel to the Ben, he's Maknet to the Ben, he allows the Ben to have the Peiris Mechubah, even though it belongs to him. And when is that Chal? B'shas that he dies. So Mela, only an Av would do that for the Ben. But if your Av sold it to the Lekeach, Lekeach gets all the Kenyan Peiris, including a Kenyan Peiris and the Peiris in a Mechub B'Shas Amis to the Ben, and the Lekeach doesn't give it to the Ben. Why should he? It's only the Am that gives it to the Ben, because Taita Shaladim Kravai Eitzel B'nai. So there's the Machlaikis, Sayin the Lumdis, that Lefi the Rishbam, and it's Muchach, the way the Rishbam explains why when the Ben sells it to a Lekeach, the Lekeach doesn't get the Peiris Mechubarim that the Ben had. Either the Pshat is the Av only let the Ben have it, but the Av only limited his Kenyan Peiris klapi the Ben, but Keilu the Av made up if anyone else is going to get it, if he sells it, so then I want a full Kenyan Peiris until I die. Or the Av doesn't go so weit to make such a chiluk b'alka panim. When the Ben sold it to the Keach, the Ben wasn't intending to sell the Peiris Mechubarim, because that he just got al stait to shalom kravetz b'nai, so that doesn't go right into his mechir to the Keach. But I'll call upon him the shear that the Av giving the Peiris Mechubarim B'Shas Maisa to the Ben, that was already Metchila. When he gave the son, when he gave the Nechasim to the Ben, Me'yayim L'Acha Maisa, the Guf Me'yayim, and he's Meshayah the Kenyan Peiris to L'Acha Maisa, he limited his Kenyan Peiris, so whatever is Mechubar should not be part of his Kenyan Peiris. And that goes to the Ben already right away from the original Matana. Mashenkin in the Rif and the Rambam, you can't learn that way. Because if he already b'shas the matana gave it to the Ben, how's the Lekeach end up with it? You have to say in the Rif and the Rambam and the Rimagash that he only gives it to the Ben b'shas misa. Now l'chayr, it's very shver, the Rif, Rambam, Rimagash, it's very shver because two things are shver. First of all, where's the Maisa Kinyan? You can't be Meichel someone to something. Had the Ben end up with the Peiris Mechubar, and how was he kainit b'chlal? I saw in the Ar Sameach, in Hilchis Gerish and Perek Aleph Alach Hazayin, he's going into the Shaila. Could you make a Kenyan Chatzar on selling Mechubah Lekarka? Is it Shaykh a Kenyan Chatzar on selling Mechubah Lekarka? Some Achrayim, he brings in the Sivas holds no. A Kenyan Chatzar can only work on Metaltlim. It can't work on selling Mechubah Lekarka. The Ar Sameach, the Atayin is, Araya Brura from Agamara. It means Lefi the Rif and the Rambam, that you can have a Kenyan Chatzar on selling Mechubah Lekarka, because according to the Rif and the Rambam, Behechrich, the Daitish Dadam Kravat's B'nai means he's Makin now B'shas Misa. And how is the son kainet? Basically, since he owns the field, so he's kainet a peiris and a mechubah to the field, b'kinyan chatzar. And muvad that, like we mentioned, some achrayim hold he can have a kinyan chatzar mechubah lekarka, v'tzarachian, but the Yad Ramah asks another gavaldig akasha. Because this, in order to be kainet the chatzar with the field, you have to have the kinyan peiris to the field. Kol's man that the father's alive and he has the kinyan peiris, he gets the kinyan chatzar, not the son. So the Chayim Mimanav Shech. until he dies, the son doesn't have the kinyan peiros yet. So the son can't use the field for kinyan chatz. He doesn't have the kinyan peiros. Once he dies, he can't be makan anything after he dies. The yarshim already own it. He can't be makan anything after you die. So how is the son going to be kind of a kinyan chatz at a peiros mechubarim? The kol's man, the father was alive. It's not his chatz b'chalal. And after the father died, the father can't be makan it. As I affect the yad ramah. Chayim erid k'shmeri kashim. It's also shver. Where's the das kinyan b'chalal? The father b'shas moisei adas to be makan it to his son. Who said the father even remembered about it? Who said the father was thinking about it b'chalal? Vishleimer, when he gave it to the son, you could say, good, he's making a deal with the son. That's nichol deal. That's the umdana avada. He didn't want to have the peiros mechubarim avada. Then he was mevater to his son. He limited his kinyan peiros. Fine. But if he didn't, you have to say b'shas misa was magnet. Who says he was thinking about the field b'shas misa? So if Shmuelzovsky mutches on it, he says it could be such a thing that there's an umdana that somebody would be makna, that gufa could make that's a das makna, even though he wasn't thinking about it. But if he would have thought about it, he would have been makna, that gufa makes a das makna. Tzarechin, if such a thing could exist. Also, if Shmuelzovsky was tining, that could be doesn't work out tzchatzer, could be also as divi shkimra k'ksum musurim dami, the shayla is mehechet heisa, the father was ever a shkimra. Who says he was sick b'chalal? Maybe he just died suddenly. Says good, but right before his death, he's called a shchimira. Al kopanim, it's a shere zach abyssal in the Rif and the Ram and the Rimagash that say that according to them, behechrich, this dietisharim kravitz p'nai means that he's maknit to a son b'shas misa. It's a shere zach exactly how the mechanics work. Where's the maisa kinyan? Where's the das kinyan? According to Rishbam, you learn more pashit that he's Mashiach, he limits his kinyan peiros, that since he's giving it to his son, he limits the kinyan peiros, and the son can have the peiros b'shadah mechumer. And when his son sells it to the lekach, b'ayfen zeh, he never limited it, or his son never sold that to the lekach. Or you can learn like Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom in the Yad Ramah, that we're not talking about he gave it to his son and his son sold it to the lekach. He himself gave it to the lekach. So merely never limited it. But in the case where the father sold it, it comes in a machleikis nalach, it's brought a machleikis mechaber ramah, in Simon Reish and Zion, that the Mechaber goes like the Rif and the Rambam, that when he's sold, his father sold to the Lekach, so then the Lekach gets the Peiros at a Mechuba. The son doesn't get the Peiros at a Mechuba b'shas the Misa, because they hold that the Kenyan the father gives it, Dai Shalom Kreveitz B'nai, is b'shas Misa, and Lekach never gives it to the Meich's son. Hashenka and Ramah says no. Ramah says in that case, it would go to the son, because the father already gave it to the son, b'shas the matana, and he can't sell to the lekach what he already gave to the son. That's the sugya. And now let's go weiter to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hiniach banim g'daylim u'ktanim. New case, the man dies, and he has young children, ktanim, under bar mitzvah, and g'daylim, and older children. Eina g'daylim is sparnisim a'idei ktanim, v'lai ktanim is zaynim a'idei g'daylim al'cholkim b'shavah. Rishvam explains, the Gedalim have more of a parnasa need than the Ketanim. Parnasa is levush and ksus. Their clothing costs much more than the children's clothing. Adults need better clothing. Children have more of a mezainis need than Ketanim. Their care, tipulon and mezainis and that, is much more of a need, is more expensive by children than by adults. So the Ketanim could say, you can't buy your good clothes from the estate, from the Tfusus Abayis, because it's partially ours and you're taking more money than we do. If we're all going to buy clothing from the estate, you're going to end up taking more money. Or the Gedalim could say to Ketanim, you can't get your mezainis, your day-to-day care from the estate, because that's going to be higher than us. We have to split up the nechasim and everyone gets from their own portion. So there's a machlokes rishonim, and it's actually brought us 2 days in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish Peivav. The Taisus read here, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, he says, even with the Eved, let's say they never split up the Nechasim, that one big pot, and the family kept living, kept surviving, kept getting all their money from the general estate, from the Yerusha. So whenever they split up, the halacha is, there's no mechila on anything. Everyone has to make an account of all the expenses that they had, and everything gets deducted from their chelik. That's pshat in the Mishnah, that the k'daylim are not nispainis m'dei k'tanim, the k'tanim not nizayinim m'dei k'daylim. means even b'di'evad, when they didn't split up, and everyone just took all their expenses from the general account, they each side could demand an exact accounting and deduct it from their chelek. That's a Taisavid Shita. The Torah brings it down, b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. But the Beis Yosef brings down the Rajba. He also didn't have the Chedushei Rajba, but the Rajba is brought down, Muki Yosef, the Magid Mishnah. That was not that way. That was not, listen, they're all Shitfim. That's the way Shitfis works. They share money, they have a collective. Everyone can take whatever they need for their own expenses. The Mishnah means is that there's no Chiyuv. The G'daylim could say, hey, we don't want the K'tanim to take, we want everything to split up. The K'tanim could say, or their apotropos, or whatever the case is, that we don't want the G'daylim to take. They want it split up. Everyone has a right to be meicha. But if nobody's meicha, memela, there's a general mechila on all sides. That's what shutfim are. That's what the Rajba learns. And like I said, both days are brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Drisha has an arichus, because the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yad Aleph, which has brought in Shulchan Aruch Reish Peches, is mamish mavura, that when they split up, only the things that are still be'en are going to be counted, and they're going to have to be brought into the chalukah. But whatever was spent, that means that everyone was Meichel. So how does it stem with the Taisus Rid with the Rebbeinu Yeshaya that says that even afterwards, the G'daylim could demand an accounting from the K'tanim, and the K'tanim from the G'daylim? He says several terutzim. Among them is that there, we're talking about they all have similar expenses. They're all G'daylim and G'daylim, so they all have similar expenses. The Mishnah's Bedafka when there's two types of expenses. The G'daylim have their parnasa, which the K'tanim don't need, and the K'tanim have their mezainis needs, which the G'daylim don't need. But you look at the Tezrim inside, he says, clear what the Teretz is. He says, the reason why it doesn't work is only because K'tanim lav b'nei mechila ninu. Batsim, if everyone's going to be using the pot equally, rather that means that the Meichel. But here it's difficult, because K'tanim lav b'nei mechila ninu, and the pshat is that the G'daylim, since the K'tanim aren't being Meichel to the G'daylim, so the G'daylim then are not going to reciprocate, and they're not going to be Meichel to the K'tanim. Normally he would agree that if all the Yarshim happen to allow each other to use the collective pot for what all that needs, avada everyone's meichel. But here we're talking about k'tanim and g'daylim, k'tanim la b'nei mechila ninu. Other Abel Chayit Shrei the Rajba. How could the Rajba say you're meichel? It brings Raya from a tesefna. But what's the pshat? K'tanim la b'nei mechila ninu. Unless it's a tekanas chachamim, and he's Raya from the tesefna. But it's a little bit shver. Maybe the pshat is, it could be if it's in the better interest of the K'tanim that we could consider that a Mechila. K'tanim la b'nei Mechila ninu is, it's not necessarily in the better interest. But Stam, they're not Meicha. They seem to be okay with it. But they're K'tanim. K'tanim la b'nei Mechila ninu. Now Shenkin, if that's their better interest, that's the way a Shutvis is supposed to work, so that we don't say K'tanim la b'nei Mechila ninu. Similar to K'sais in Reish Samach Beis, and he wants to say that normally it is a din, that if you know that somebody would be miyayish, you say yish lo medas lav yish, but he says nechusa the mitzvah is different. Like that's why you could use somebody's talis, and it's considered yours because you know he would be maknet to you. I would want him to yish lo medas. He says nechusa the mitzvah. That's what is something he'd really want. So maybe that's the pshat in the Rajma. The k'tanim would want the shutfis to work this way. This is the way shutfis works well. That everyone should just use it for what they need, and there shouldn't have to be an accounting. Al-Gabana Mataizrid is clear that the problem why he holds that there's no Mechila is because Tanam La B'nei Mechila Ninu, and the Rajba needs a Shtikl Teretz, and Abir, how could you say this Mechila, what happened to Tanam La B'nei Mechila Ninu? Now the Gemara brings down an exception to the rule. Rav said, Hai Gadol, Achi, the Lovish V'ichsimi Beisim, I David Avat. That he could take fancy clothes, he's the Gadol Achi, he could take it because, like the Amari says, that the pshat is, it has to be, you want him to look smart, you want him to look good, so that way he'll be able to run the affairs better. The Amari says, it's dafka, if he's the gadol achi that's running the house, that's doing the work, so mela, he needs to have fancy clothes, because that's part of the job, you have to be able to look well, so people respect you. Vashenkin, if he's a sharcha, the Gemara calls him someone who's not doing the work, so you don't have this tam. So there's a machlekes. Rishbam says, "My David, David means b'di'evid. If he took better clothing, b'di'evid, we let him get away with it. But lechatchila, he's not allowed to. Lechatchila, he shouldn't be spending the collective money on his fancy clothing." The other Rishani bring down the Rush brings b'shem Rabbeinu Shimon, not sure who he is, Rabbeinu Shimon, the Rosh brings down. And no, even Lechatchila, that's what the family means, that's fine. But the Rishonim say, that Lamaisa, if the other brothers are Meicha, the other brothers say, no, do not buy fancy clothing, we want the money for ourselves, he can't do it. It's only because they would agree, it's Nichalu. And they mean that from the Rashba. The Rashba is actually above a Kama. So the Achrayim are very bothered. If you hold that normally Minastam, like Rabbeinu Yishaya holds, normally Minastam, if everyone just took money from the account, the Allah is, there's no Mechila, they have to make an accounting, so then the Gadol Achi, if he takes money Minastam, that's Mechila, even Lechachila he'd be allowed to take it. But if they're Mecha, then Avada not. But if you hold like the Rashba says everybody's Lechachila allowed to take whatever they need. The whole Mishnah of Einak Dalim, the whole Mishnah is discussing when you were Meicha. When they weren't Meicha, everyone's allowed to just take whatever they need. That's what Shitfima. So what's, and Gadol Achi, the Rashi himself says above a Kama that by Gadol Achi, if they're Meicha, he cannot take what he needs. So what's the Chil of Gadol Achi and everyone else? Whether it's Gadol Achi or everyone else, if they're not Meicha, they could just take, and we assume there's a Mechila. And if they are Meicha, their Rashi says even God Lachi can't take. So what's the Chilik? That's right, the Drisha and Achreinim. So the Drisha answers, and everyone brings his Teretz to Bikivega, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the Teretz in the Shara Mishpat, it's brought in the Pesach Tshuva. And the Chilik is like this, that Mechila that you have is Dafka once it's gone. Kol Zman, the Beged is still around, we don't say Mechila. We say Mechila when the Beged is gone, or the food, or whatever it is, once it's consumed already. That's when we have Mechila. But this din, that if the meicha is no mechila, is even after they spent the money on the clothing, as long as the clothing is around, they could always be meicha, and then the clothing would go to the tfus abayi, so it would be counted keneged his chelik. Now, shegin gadol achi, if you're not meicha, as soon as he bought the clothing, it's his. You can't be meicha afterwards. That misses the achreinu and mechavin to the taisis rid, even though the taisis really shitasa didn't have a kasha. But he himself, Mamish, says it's chilek, because like we've mentioned before, the Taisus Rid mask him if they're all gadol and there is mechila, and he says that's only once it's consumed, and the gadol achi is considered a mechila as soon as he bought it. You have to be meicha before he buys the clothing. Once he buys the clothing, it's his, and being meicha doesn't help. That's Mamish like the Achreinim's Teretz. And even the Rashba that holds that there's mechila, the whole machleik is Rashi and Taizvid is dafka by Gdelim and Ktanim. The Taizvid is also masking by Gdelim and Gdelim is Mechila, but the pshat of the Mechila is only after it's consumed. Now, Shengi Gadol Achi, there, you could be Meicha, but you have to be Meicha before he buys the clothing. Once he buys the clothing, even if the clothing are Be'en, it's his. He assumed that he was already kainin already. But the Ritva that we have, the Achreinim didn't have the Ritva, it came out in our times. The Ritva says that he personally asked the Rashba this kasha. When the Rashba says that as long as they're not meicha by the gdolim and ktanim, so if everyone just spent the money from the tfusas abayis, from the collective thing, it's considered mechila. So the Ritva asked him, so what's the maila of gadol abayis? It's mashba dafka by gadol abayis is considered mechila, and the Rashba answered the Ritva by gadol abayis even mecha doesn't help. Rashi says is that the Kanas Chachamim, that since the Yerushim need this, the Gadol Abayis is allowed to buy the clothing he needs to manage the house, even if the rest of the Yerushim are Meicha. And he says, the Bali Taisus held that Gadol Abayis is Dafka for not Meicha, but the Rashba argues. So that's the Chayr Stirit to the Rashba we have in Bava Kama, Vesuch Nisht. Achreinim asking good, because we have a Rashba of a Kama the other way. It could be the Rashba was Chayzer, but the Ritva brings down the Rashba that says Mefurish, that by Gadol Abayis even Mecha doesn't help. But Yesus also Mashman that way, if you medaktik bedvarav. Al Kapana, by Gadol Abayis, we have the Rishbam that says it's only b'di'evid. We have the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Shimon, and another Rishayim that say even Lechatchili could spend the money. But Rav Rishayim say Al Kapana, if they're Meicha, he can't spend the money. We have the Ritva that quotes the Rashba, even if he's Meicha, he could spend the money. And the Rashba then would stim good l'shitas, because he holds that if they're not Meicha, anyone could spend the money. The whole din of Einak Dailim is Spanish, Mede Ektanim, Einak Tanim is Zayim, Mede Ektanim is Dafka, when they're Meicha. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says like this, Shalchale Avu Bagniva L'Ravi L'Amdeinu Rabbeinu. Avu Bagniva sent a shayla to Rava, Lav Sava Achlev Amda Venisis. Let's say a woman owes money, she borrowed money, and then she gets married. Ba'al L'Kei Chava Yerush Hava. L'Kei Chava Muvah Pei Negoivu Na L'Kuchas, Adilma Yerush Hava Muvah Pei Negoivu Na Yarshim. A woman has L'Chasim, she has Karkais, she borrows money, and now she gets married. So what is the status of her husband? If he's considered a lekeach, that he bought the fields. So the din is, if there's no shtar, the fields are not meshubid, you can't collect the fields from a lekeach. But if he's considered just the Yerush, milva pez gave him in a yarshim. So that's a shayla. Is the baal lekeach, is the baal Yerush? Could you collect the milva pez from the property of the isha after she gets married, and now the property is meshus the baal, he has a dinti peris, he is a dinti yarshin, and when the isha dies, could the lekeach take the property? Do you say that he's not a lekeach, he's a yerush, and the lekeach shibud came first, and he could take the property? Or is a lekeach, and milva peina gave him an alakuchas? So Yomar wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the older girls got married, and they spent money, they took some of the estate for the parnasa, they took some of the estate and brought it into the marriage. So it says the younger ones could also get married. They could also take an equivalent amount of the estate for their marriage. So Gemara says, "My lav nisu gedolus lebal yisuk tanis mibal." That means they could take them away from the gedolus. They could take that estate, which they need for them getting married, away from the gedolus, what the gedolus took already. That's a raya that they could take what's owed to them from the husbands of the gedolus. So Gemara says, "No." Maybe it's not talking about that. Maybe it's talking about there's still a lot left over, and they could take from the leftover estate, and then you'll split the rest up evenly. And the Gemara brought a brisa not that way, that they could take it away from the gedolus' husbands, they could take for what they need. So Gemara says, no, maybe parnas is different. Parnas you could take from the gedolus to Islay Kala. So the Dva says, you're going to have to say that the Gemara was neming on that the thing that she took to get married with, the parnasa that she took, that the gedolos took, is not be'en anymore. If it's be'en, it's not a shayla of milva peh being gaiva from lekuchas or gaiva from yarshim. This property belongs to me. If the gedolos took the entire estate and got married with it, and now the ketana needs part of the estate to get married, it doesn't belong to the gedola. It's a yerusha for all of them. Why shouldn't she be able to be mitzi from him? It's her property. Not a question of milva being mitzi. It says you have to say that it's not ben anymore. It's no longer ben. Now it's alva. So now it's a question of milva al peh being gaiva from lekuchas. And the Shita Mekabetzis brings a Taisa Rosh who's bothered even if it's not ben. If let's say Isha steals something and then she gives it to her husband, she gets married and gives it to her husband, then her husband consumes it. So her husband wouldn't have to pay because Baal HaKeichava. We're not talking about Alva, we're talking about Gzela. So the Taiz Rosh says, you're going to have to say that Milo Yaskinan, that the Gdelas took a Bishus. They went to the Ketana and says, could we at least temporarily take over this property to get married? We'll take it as a loan, we'll pay you back. So then the halacha is that they have to pay it back. Even though Milval Peh is not Gaiva from Lekuchas. So Weiss dies that the Baal is not a lekech. So the Gemara says, Weiss, you have to say the Parnas is different because it has a koil. The Dva didn't say that, Klar. The Dva's mashmi, even if she took a chaloy b'shus, once it's not ben, it's alva. Shaz a shtickle, why? Achaya, if a Isha stole something and got married, and then after she got married, the Baal took over her property, she consumed it, or the Baal consumed it, the Vandi could take from the Baal. It never became the husband's property. It's a shayla, it's a stam gzela. Maybe you could say what the Ritva's naming on is that any time it's consumed, it's not really a gzela. Like we said over from the Rashba, it could be allowed, unless the meicher earlier, to take some of the property. V'tzarachin, al-kabonim, you have to say that it's not a gzela, you have to say it's alva. The Tais Rosh says that Milo Yaskinan, that the Ketana gave a shus for the gdela to take it as alva, and even then, the Ketana could get it back. And the Gemara's Teretz says that even if you say Baal Lekeich Avi, but still Parnas is different because it has a Koil. Mechanan, Kaivit Shurim is bothered. We have this din that Metzin LeParnas of Eim Metzin LeMezainis. The normal case is that there's Zecharim and Akevis, there's Banim and Banis. In that case, the Banim get the whole Yerusha, and the Banis get Mezainis from the Nechasin, and they also get Parnasa. That's a din of Parnasa. And when they get married, they get 10% of the Nechasin. This the Nechasin goes to the Banis in order to get married. So the Gemara says Mezainis doesn't have a kitzvah, the Lekuchas can't be concerned about it. Memela, if the sons ever sell the property, the Lekuchas don't have to pay for the Mezainis. Mezain get Parnasa, it has a Koil, it has a kitzvah, we know exactly how much it is. People know they're unmarried girls, they can need the Parnasa, so it's like a Milva Bishtar, and you could be given from the Lekuchas. So Chai, that's what the Gemara means. Since the Tana needs it to get married, so that's Parnasa, that's like a Milva Bishtar, so Memela, it has a Koil, she could get it from the husband of the Gdela, even if he's a Lekech. In effect, Rabbi Chanan, that's a case where you have Banim and Banis. So the Banim, Yarshin, everything. There's a Chayiv of Parnasa to the Banis. So that Chayiv has a din of a Mulva Bishtar. So if the Banim sell the Nechasim, the Banis can might see that Chayiv from the Lekuchas. Now, Shaykhin, here, all you have is Banis. So the Be'etzim is no din Parnasa Be'etzim. There's no such thing as Parnasa here. They have to split the Yerusha. Why is the Ktanis getting from the Gedailus? Because Pasha, they took their chelik in the Yerusha. It's like we said from the Teis Rosh, they took it for sure, so it was Alva. Fine. So if it's Alva, so it's a Milva Alpeh. My nefkemina that the Gedailus grandly used Alva in order to get married, and now the Ktanis have to get married. That's going to turn it into a Yesh L'Kol, that's going to turn into a Milva Bishtar. Parnasa is Yesh L'Kol when the Chayiv is Parnasa. The Chayiv is that Chazal said that there's a Chayiv to the girls to get them married. They get part of the estate, 10% of the estate to get married. Yen a Chayiv that the Banis have on the Banim of the estate, Mitakanas Chachamim, that blames a Milva Bishtar. But here, what happened? There was property. The Gdala took all the property to get married. And now the Ktana has to get married, so she wants her share of the property. So Manavshach, if it's Gzela, so Stam, you're Gazlan, you have to pay back, because the Gazlan, because you gave it to your husband, obviously you don't have to pay back the Gzela, the husband has to pay back the Gzela. It's not a Shaila of a Chayv or a Shibut. Elamai, you're going to sell the Taisa Rosh, it's Alva. If it's Alva, so the Gdala borrowed money, and she got married with the money, and now she's married. So the halacha is, now she doesn't have any money, it all went to the husband, and the husband's a lekech, and Milval Pein, the Gaiv Menalkucha, so she owes the money, and she doesn't have any property to pay it back. And the husband doesn't have to pay it back. What's his word, the Parnasa? Gvaldik Akasha, you're going to have to say, Ksas B'daychik, that since the Ktana, the Gdel is using it to get married, and it's understood that the Ktana is going to need it back, when she gets married, that whole Chayiv is a chayiv with a koil, that old chayiv is a chayiv that collects the mishabadim. I said that from Zagin. Rabbi Chana bites right with the kasha. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara wants to be pashit the shayla, if he's a yerush or a lekech, from Sholach Ravin Bigarte, that Ravin sent the letter that somebody who dies and has a daughter and an almana, so the daughter is the yerush, and the halacha is the almana gets mezainis from the nechasim of the yerushim. That's the Tanai Ksuva. And when someone dies, his nechasim are meshubit to feed his almana, but only if the nechasim are b'nei chayin. Eim mitziyin l'mazin e'ishav abanis m'nechasim shibadim. Not if they're sold. So the halach is, if he has a daughter, they yarshit, so she's the yarshit, and the almana gets mezainis from the nechasim. And if she gets married, she continues getting mezainis from the nechasim. And if she dies, the almana continues getting zayis from the chasim. So you see clearly that the baal is not a lekech, because the almana doesn't get mezainis from the nechasim that are sold. You see, he's a yerush. And Abaye also brought a raya, because it says that a baal that's yerush is ishtai doesn't have to give it back in yevil. If a baal is a lekech has to return it b'yevil. But a yerush is ishtai doesn't have to return it b'yevil. Also, you see, the baal is a yerush, not a lekech. Those are two rayas that the baal is a yerush, not a lekech. If from the fact that he has to give mezainis to the almana, and from the fact that he doesn't have to return to b'yevul. But Rav had a kasha, Avaraya the other way, because Rabbi Yosef Mechanina said that there's a tekanas usha, that if the woman sells a nechse muk, she sells a nechasim, and then she dies, the Baal is mitzi those nechasim yana l'kuchas. So you see, the Baal is a lekech. If he's a yayish, he only gets the nechasim after Misa. Elamai is a lekech, so Mela, he bought it Michayim, he bought it first. So what's the pshat? We have two rayas, the Baal is a yayish, for the fact that the Almana gets the mezainis from the nechasim, that the Baas, who is yayish, got married and died, and it belongs to her Baal, and the Amana still gets the Nezainis, Vaisis, the Baal is not a Lekech, is a Yerush. And from the fact that the Baal doesn't have to return to Be'evil, Vaisis is a Yerush, not a Lekech. But then we have a Raya, from the fact that the Baal precedes any Lekech that bought it after he got married, Vaisis, the Baal is a Lekech. So we have a Stira. So Rashi said, the Baal is both. The Baal could be a Yerush, could be a Lekech, whatever's better for him. But Yevil, it's better for him to be a Yerush, because if he's a Lekech, he'll have to return to Be'evil. So it's better for him to be a Yerush, so therefore he's a Yerush. But by Rebbeis of Rebbe Chanina, Fakert, there it's better for him to be a Lekech, because if he's a Yerush, he only gets Lachem Yisrael, Lekech will get it. So Mele, they made him a Lekech. They did whatever's better for him. So what's the pshat by the Almana there? It would be better for him to be a Lekech. He wouldn't have to feed the Almana. So Mele, why by the case of an Almana? When someone dies and left the Bas in Almana, the Bas got married, the Amana will still get mezainis from the nechasim that went to the Baal. I want to say it's better for him to be a lekech, and he shouldn't have to pay back. So Gemara says, Mishum Seda Dalmana Shavu Rabbanan Ki Yerush. Because there's a Seda Dalmana. We don't want to make him a lekech on someone else's cheshbon. It's a Seda Dalmana. So male, they made him into a Yerush. So the Gemara says, if you don't want to make him a lekech on someone else's cheshbon, then he doesn't have to pay back Dalmana. So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina is also upset at the Lekech. He was also on someone else's cheshbon, because the Lekech bought it before the Isha died. So mainly you make him a Lekech in order to beat out, to make him say for the Lekech. So what's the chiluk by the Pseida Dalmana? We say we don't make him a Lekech if Yen is cheshbon, and Pseida Dalmana we say you make him a Lekech. So the Gemara says, Hasam inu afsido nefshayu. Since she's married, what are you going and buying it from a married woman? That's not called Pseida Dalakech. You made a Pseida for yourself. So that's the Gemara's Maskana, that really you give him what's best for him. If it's better for him to be a Yerush, he's a Yerush. If it's better for him to be a Lekech, he's a Lekech. But when there's a Pseida, then we don't necessarily make him a Lekech. When there's a Pseida Dalmana, he won't become a Lekech. But here, by the Pseida Dalakuchis, that's not called Pseida Dalakuchis, because Inu Afsido Nefshayu. So there's a Machlaikis Rishainim. First, there's a Machlaikis Rishainim. What about the shayla that we started off the sugya with? We started off the sugya shayla, a single woman goes, borrows money, the money's gone, she eats the money, she gets married. Now, could the malva be gaiva from her nechasim? Could the malva be gaiva from the property that she has now that are now b'shus the baal? Is the baal a yerish or the baal a lekech? So what's l'maskana? Could the malva al peh be gaiva from her? From her after she's married, from her nechasim, or not? What's the maskana? So it's a machlekes Rishayim. The Rishbam brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that he could. And he's masbir, because Eina Chinami, the Gemara says, whatever's better for him. If it's better for him to be a Yerush, he's a Yerush. If it's better for him to be a Lekech, he's a Lekech. Fine. But that's only when, not if Yen is Cheshmet, not when there's a Pseida. Like when there's a Pseida the Almana. So we don't allow him to be a Lekech and not give the Almana what's coming to her. The mezainis that she needs. And I, the Pseida de Lekuchas, they will have Sidu and Nefshayu. But here, the guy who lent the money, why should you say he's a Sidu Nefshayu? He lent money to a single woman. He lent money to her when she was single. It wasn't like the Lekuchas that bought the karka when she was already married, and they knew that the Baal was supposed to get this karka, and they still bought it in Sidu and Nefshayu. He lent money to a single woman. So you can't say in Sidu and Nefshayu. We want them to be able to recover the loan. So Mamela, we don't say Baal Lekech. We say the Baal is a Yerush, and the Psak Halacha is that you could collect. That's what the Rishbam says from Rabbeinu Chananel. But Rav Yishayim hold not the way. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, they all paskin that the Malva cannot collect from the Baal, because the Baal is a Lekech. And the Rif and the Rosh are masbah like this. They say, really, the Gemara was never directly Peshit the Shaila. And we all know, when you have a Hibayid l'ifshita, you go l'kula. You're not Meitzi Mammon. So here the Baal, he has the Mammon, and you want to know if the Malva could collect, it's Hibayid l'ifshita, not Meitzi Mammon. Aye, why don't you say there is a pshitas? Because just like you see that when there's a pseida d'almana, so he doesn't buy a l'kech. So here also is a pseida of the Malva. So the Rosh has a smaya, because here also you could say the sort of inu dafsin and of shayu. Because she's a single woman, she's probably going to get married. By the almana did nothing. A woman gets married, her husband owes her a ksuva, owes her mezainis, her husband dies, he happened to only have a daughter, but the chi of mezainis came long before anyone knew what type of yershim will have. I mean, there's nothing to do. There's no interest in shayu at all. But here, the malva acted a little carelessly. He lent money to a single woman of marriageable age. She could get married. He knew she could get married. So Vaisleis is not as clear. That's why the Rosh doesn't say clearly that there's a pshitas of the Gemara that he's a lekech. Because it's not the same as if she's already married. When he bought it for when she's already married, so that's a clearly ifsin of shayu. Here he lent it to her when she was single. But Zak the Rosh, but she could get married. So we don't see clearly in the Gemara one way or the other. So Mela, the din is, Safik Mammon goes the Kula L'nitva, L'churma L'teveya, and Mela the Baal doesn't have to pay her. But I want to say the Rishbam is going L'shitasai, because you see, a machlekes Rishbam and Taisvis, and what does it mean, Inu Afsidu Nefshayu? The Rishbam says, the Yasutusa Gavra, the royal Yarshikisha Thomas, the Elu Herimu Laitsia Miyada, Hilchuk Afsidu. The problem with the Lekuchas here is not just that they acted irresponsibly. The problem is they acted immorally, unethically. They know that these nechasim are supposed to go to the husband. What are they buying it for? That they're being mafsid the husband. So now we don't allow, we say balakei echavi. And Taisus is mavur, he didn't hold that way. Taisus had a kasha from a case where the Baal wasn't get it anyway. Complicated case, I don't want to be mayrich. But basically, it was supposed to go to the Isha and acharecha l'pleini, so the Baal wouldn't get it. And then the lekech bought it. And even in that case, Taisus wants to say that the Baal would precede the lekech. Rabbi Elazar Meisha, and in the back, in the Rishash, in the back of the Gemara, they say, Lefi the Rishash, Lefi the Rishbam's Hagdara, that the Pshat and Inu of Sidon of Shayu means that they tried to mafsid the Baal, you wouldn't have that there. Vaish says, Taisus didn't hold that way. Taisus, Inu of Sidon of Shayu means, as long as you knew there's a Baal, even if the chlal, you weren't trying to mafsid the Baal, you weren't coming to mafsid him, you wouldn't have been mafsid him. He wouldn't have gotten it anyway, but you know there's a Baal in the picture, so mainly you should understand that the Baal is going to precede you. So I think that's as far as the machlok is here. The Rishbam Lashitasa holds, you can't say Inu Afsid and Afshaya by a case of someone lent money to a woman. He's not trying to mafsid the Baal anything. He's doing the woman a favor, he's lending her money. He just wants his loan back, he wants his money back. He's not trying to mafsid anyone anything. He's not trying to buy karka that belongs to a Baal. He lent the Isha money. Doesn't pass b'chlal in of Sidon Afshayel to feed the Rishbam. So male the Rishbam tain is, b'makim hefzid achmini, we don't make the Baal lekech. Mashenke and the Rosh and the Rif, they learned thus a lane that you could anticipate that there might be a Baal, you have to plan. And if you didn't plan, we don't have rachmanis on you. So here also you could say, to lend money to a single woman, understanding that she can get married at any day and then she won't have anything to be gaiva from, is irresponsible. It's inu d'afsidu d'afshayu. So mele, we can make the Baal l'kech for that. Al kaponim, that's the machloikis halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Avad, the pasuk like the Rambam, Rif and Rosh, that the isha cannot be gaiva, that the malva cannot be gaiva from the Baal. We say Baal l'kech here. You don't say inu d'afsidu d'afshayu. You say inu d'afsidu d'afshayu, I mean, because they should have realized that the isha will get married. Now, Rikvega brings a kasha. Why don't we say, by the case of being Magzir B'Yevil also, that there's a pseida of the Isha's Yershim? How come there we say the Baal could be considered a Yerish? Because Tavale Avdale, but Makam Anyenis Cheshvin, when Yen is going to lose, you don't say that. So here also, the Baal got married, and if he's a lekeach, we'll go back to the Isha's Yarshim. And now you're making him a Yarish at the expense of the Isha's Yarshim. And there was no Ifsidu and Nefshayu. There's nothing they could do. So why do we say in that case and the Baal could be a Yerish, why don't we say it's Hefzed Achrini? So Rabbi Kveger brings a Shach, it's in Siman Kuf Gimel Sif Yosef Katan Yates, that he says, at what's Pshan in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Mokim Hefzed of others, you're not going to make him a Lekech. But what is he really? Zog the Shach, really, he's a Yerish. What he really is a Yerish. Chazal wanted to make a stronger Kayach for him. He shouldn't only be a Yerish, he should also be a Lekech. He should have the Maila of Lekech. So that's what Chazal did, Lamashal. The Chazal gave him the Maila of Lekech, that he should, that Isha Shemarchu next to Lug Lechai Abal, Abal might smell the Kuchas, he has the Maila of Lekech. But that Maila of Lekech, they didn't do B'makam Seyded Achrini, except in the case of Inu Avsin Avshayu. But the Maila of Yerish, that's what he is. Habal Yerish is Ishtai, the Baal is a Yerish. But Metzias, he's a Yerish, that's what he is. He's a Yerish in Malkam Seyded Achrini, because that's what he is. There's no reason why he should lose. The din is that he's a Yerish. So a Yerish he is no matter what. But to have the Mile of Lekech, that depends. If it's going to be better for him to have the Mile of Lekech, they'll also give him the Mile of Lekech. But if that Mile is going to be mafsid someone else, they won't do it unless Inu Afsid and Avshayu. So Mel, it's not a kasha why they're making him a Yerish or Makim Seda of the Isha's Yerishim. Because a Yerish, he's a Yerish, period. That's the halacha. That's even Mamakim Seda. So because it is a Shachar Akasha, because Taizim HaMetziah was Mavur not the way. Taizim HaMetziah was Mavur, the way he learned up the Gemara above Metziah, it's an Amafgid, Naflamehayim and Aleph, the way he learns up that Gemara was that you won't even give him the Mile of Yerish in Makam Seyda Dachrini. But Makam Seyda Dachrini is not going to have the Mile of Yerish either. So the Shach says, Mekanish Dinganaf at Taizis. But listen, it's a Tver. He says, first of all, he doesn't understand the Svar. He is a Yerush. Why shouldn't he have the Mile of Yerush and Makam Seyded Achrini? And also, he has a Raya. Because if you're going to say he doesn't have the Mile of Yerush and Makam Seyded Achrini, so why isn't it Makam Seyded Achrini? Why isn't that called Seyded Achrini? Elamai, he has the Mile of Yerush no matter what. The Mile is different shot in the Gemara in Bam Metziah, Daflam, and Hay. Now, Rikvega Tainis, to help out Taisis, he says like this. Rishbam brings down the Gemara in Bechairis, it says that the din, that it's not Chayza B'Yevel, is only according to Mount Yami Yerushas Abal Deraisa. We have a Machlaikis Tanon, if Yerushas Abal is Deraisa Derabana, that Mishnah goes like the Mount Yami Yerushas Abal is Deraisa. So Mele doesn't have to return it. Zakte B'Kivega, Lefi the Mount Yami Yerushas Abal Deraisa, the Cheshman Hashach is Richtig. Me Deraisa is a Yerush. Mestama me Deraisa is not a Lekech, he's a Yerush. You learn enough of Yerush, Isa Sheirai. The Gemara said before, differently mudim, Mestam is a Yerush. Is the Mela, the din that is Lekech, that the Gemara says is the Kanesusha, it's a din der Rabbanan, but Usha is skin, he vibes a Lekech. So they made him a Lekech, only B'makim is not a Pseidid Achrini, but a Yerush, that's what he is. But that's how the old Usha Sabal is their Isa. The Rambam Lemaisa Paschal's Usha Sabal is their Rabbanan. Taisus and Bam Metzir could be going around the Yomi Usha Sabal their Rabbanan. If Usha Sabal is their Rabbanan, then we could say, that Fakir, he's not a Yerush or a Lekech. But Makam, that you're not being dealing with Seyded Achrini, so then they made him whatever's best for him. But for Makam Seyded Achrini, they allowed Achrini to get it. And they wouldn't make him a Yerush or Makam Seyded Achrini either. As I tell you, Rabbi Kvega Cheshman, to answer up Taisus. One more very interesting aura from Rabbi Kvega, and Chesanta Shaila. Rabbi Kvega's a Shaila. What's the din if a husband gets married? Couple gets married, and the Isha goes and she sells the Nisim Luk to her father. And then Yevil goes by, and then the Isha dies. So what's the din? Could the Baal get these Nechasim? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, whenever she sells the Nechasim, so how is the Baal of a right to take away the Nechasim? Because again, we say he's either a Yerush or a Lekech, whichever one's better for him. So he could pull out the Lekech card. He could say, I'm a Lekech, and I'm the Lekech Rishon, and Abal Meitzi Miad Lekuchas. So what a father's going to say, if you're a Lekech, so then the din is that a Lekech has to return B'Yevel. So now, that Yevel went by, so you're a Lekech, so you have to return it. So you have to return it B'Yevel. So it goes to the Isha's Yarshim. It goes to the Isha's Mishpacha. That's what it is. If you're not a Yerush, the din is you're a Lekech, a Lekech has to return it to the Yarshim B'Yevel. Why do you say you don't want to return it B'Yevel? Because you're a Yerush. if you're a Yerush, then you don't precede me. If you're a Yerush only works like Chamisa. If you're a Yerush, I bought it first. I bought it before you had a chance to be Yerush. So, Zakti Abikrengen, do we also when it's a Tati de Sasri? When Ya'ich is a Chevel B'Shnei Roshim, we say the Tavali Avdilei. When she sells in a Chasim, we say he gets it. Why? Because he's a Lekech Rishon. When she dies and Yevil comes along, he doesn't have to return it to a Yerushim. Why? Because he's a Yerush. And Yerusha, he's the Yerush. So Yerusha, he doesn't have to return the Yevil. Either way, you do whatever's good for him. But what if either way he doesn't get it? What if she sold it not to a stranger, she sold it to her Yerush? So then Mimanavshach. You want to get it al slakeach. And that's why, even though she sold it, but you take it first, you're a lakeach rishon. But then you have to return it b'yevel. You have to return it to me. You want to say you don't have to return it b'yevel because you're a Yerush. But if you're a Yerush, so then I get it because she sold it to me before she died. So I come first if you're a Yerush. You can only precede me if you're a lakeach. So that's quite a b'kveig and chasant shaila. Did they make it that you could even be Eichas Achevel B'Shnei Roshim? In the same case, could you say that in regard to coming before you, I'm a Lekeach, but in regard to returning from Yevil, I'm a Yerush? Or it doesn't make any sense, since we Manav Shech, I get it, so Mela, the Baal Ishas Yerush will get it. That's Rabbi Kivega Shaila.
We will now begin Be'ez Hashem, the ninth Parak Mishameis. We'll begin with a brief Hakdoma. We know the din is that if a man dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, so midereis the din is that the sons get the entire Yerusha, and the daughters do not have any schusim in his property at all. However, as we'll see, there are three different chiyuvim which there can possibly be to the daughters. The first is a chiyuv of mezainis. This is discussed in the fourth parak of Ksubis. The Mishnah Dafnan Beis Amid Beis tells us that it's a tnai ksuba, meaning one of the obligations that a husband is mischayev to his wife at the time of the marriage is not only that she'll get a certain amount of money if he dies or divorces her, but also that any daughters that he has from her, they will receive money from mezainis after he dies. So even though with the reisa, the money will go to the sons, he's mechayiv himself as part of the tanai ksuba. The Mishnah of there tells us that even if he did not write this beferish in the ksuba, anything which is considered a tanai ksuba, he's mechayiv himself even if he did not write so, and therefore the din is that the bonis, his daughters, will have a schus to get mezainis after he dies. Now, besides the rights for mezainis, food to live on, there also is a chiv of ksus. Ritvan Arsiga quotes the Gemara over there in Ksubis on Daf Samachei Yomer Aleph, which is mevu that this is also included in the Tanai Ksuba, that he has to give the daughters money for clothing as well. Now, these chiyuvim for mezainis and for ksus are up until the point that she gets married, or also the Gemara over there in Ksubis, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, tells us that once she reaches the age of Begeris also, she no longer has rights for mezainis and for ksus. Now there's a third chiyuv, and that is the chiyuv which is referred to as parnosa. The Gemara Ksuba says this is a din of isur nechosim. This is discussed in the Gemara Ksuba Daf Samaches. When each one of the daughters gets married, she has the right to collect a tenth of the nechosim which were left over of the father, which are still around at that time. A tenth of those nechosim go to her for her nedunya. Now there's another important Gemara which we should mention. Also the Gemara Ksuba Daf Samaches Amid Beis. The Gemara says Amar Rava Hilchasa. Halacha we paskin that a woman does not collect from metaltalin for her ksuba, and daughters as well, they do not collect for the parnasa or for mezainis from metaltalin, only from the karka that the father left over. There is, however, a takana of the ga'inim which we shayin bring down. Taisus brings it, ksubas dafnanal from anal from diber maschal mimikarkoi. The ga'inim were misakan that a woman should be able to collect her ksuba from metaltalin. And daughters as well, they can collect from mezainis from metaltalin. Even though with the reisa there is no chiv, the ga'inim were misakin that they can collect. Taisus and Ksubas holds that this would also include for parnosa. We could assume that a father would want that his daughters collect from his metaltalin as well for the isur nechosim. The Rosh over there in the sixth parak of Ksubas in Simon Yutes, he argues on this. He holds that takanas ga'inim was only for the ksuba and for the tanai ksuba. Therefore, since mezainis is part of the tanai ksuba, so mezainis also, nichlal in the takanas ha-goinim was that the daughters should be able to collect from metaltalin. Hashenkin for parnosa, that's not included in the tanai ksuba, therefore it's not included in this takana of the ga'inim. Now, just mention one more point as part of the akdoma. The Mishnah Gittin Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis says, "Ein Mitzian LaAchilas Peiros Ulishvach Karkois UlaMozin HaIsha VaAbonos Minchosim Mishubadim MePnei Tikkun HaOlam." One of the chiyuvim which we do not allow to be collected from Nechosim Mishubadim, in other words, if there were Nechosim which were owned by the father, and they were Be'etzim Mishubad for the chiyuv of Mezainis, and now if the son sold these Nechosim, or if the sons borrowed money and they used these Nechosim as a mashkein, then it's that the daughters cannot collect these Nechosim for Mezainis. This is also discussed in Ksubas Samaches Mebeiz and Samachtes Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is Mevur that this is a chilik between Mezainis and Parnosa. Mezainis, the din is that we cannot collect from Nechosim Mishubadim. However, for Parnosa, meaning Isur Nechosim, that they can collect even from Mishubadim. Now, begin our Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a case where a person died, he left over sons and daughters, and the Mishnah is mechayik between a case of Nechosim Merubim and a case of Nechosim Muatim. If it's Nechosim Merubim, Habanim Yeshuv, Habanis Yizainu. If it's Nechosim Muatim, Habanis Yizainu, Habanim Yishulu Ala Psachim. Now the Rashbam in our Mishnah, in Dibur Maschav HaBonis Yizaynu, he says, what does the word Yizaynu mean? Mizaynus uparnosis nesuin added to bagron, oy added to nasvin leguvin. This is referring to both the chiv of Mizaynus, which would mean food and clothing, as well as parnosis nesuin, that's the din of Nedunya. Now in the first Taisus over here, he quotes this Rashbam, and Taisus says, ain't it nearer the Rivan? The Rivan argues on the Rashbam, and the Rivan holds that the word Mizaynus includes only achila and shtiya. Malbushin and tzarchi nesuin, clothing, and nedunya, that's referred to as parnosa. Therefore, since the Mishnah says yizainu, which is a lashon of mizainus, it's only referring to achila and shtiya. Now, it's not so clear in Taisvis, and we'll see this is a machlekes, what exactly Taisvis is saying over here. Does Taisvis mean that this is actually a machlekes in din between the Rashbam and the Rivan? Or is the machlekes only about the lashon, when the Mishnah uses the lashon of yizainu, is the lashon of mizainus refer only to achila and shtiya? Or does it also refer to Malbushim and Nedunya? So the Rosh and Simon Gimel, this is Negea to the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Mem, the Gemara over there has Shailas, how exactly to make the Cheshbin, what is included in the Nechosim of the fathers and what is not included, when we calculate whether the father left over Nechosim Merubim or Nechosim Muatim. For example, the Gemara has one Safik as far as the Mezainus of the Almano, if that's deducted from the Nechosim, another Shaila, if the father owes money to a Malveh, is that chayv deducted from the Nechosim? And the Rosh asks, why does the Gemara not have a suffix about the chiv of Parnosa? The din of Isur Nechosim for her Nedunya, the Gemara should have a suffix over there as well. When we make the calculation whether there's Nechosim Merubim, which as the Gemara says, L'maskana Nechosim Merubim means, Kol sheyizaynu mehem eilu ve'eilu ad sheyibagrun, do we take into the Cheshbon the Isur Nechosim, the Nedunya? In other words, it would have to be that besides the Nedunya, there's still enough to give for Mezainis, for the Banim and the Banais until they become a Begeres? Or do we say that we don't take into the Cheshbon the Nedunya? And the Rosh Lemaisa says that we do not calculate the Nedunya. He explains, since the Zman Gvia for this Chayv is only after they get married, only then do they get the Nedunya. Therefore, when we calculate them, whether there's Nechosim Ruben or Nechosim Muatim, we do not take the Nedunya into the Cheshbon. And it would seem the Pashas is that Tosis over here, when he brings the Rivan, he means to be saying Al Derech the Rosh. The Rivan is saying that Yizaynu refers only to Mezainis, not anything else, and therefore in the Gemara as well, when the Gemara says that the Shir of Nechosim Merubim is Kadesh Yizaynu Hem Eilu Ve'ilu Adshi Yubagru, there so Yizaynu only means Mezainis, and we do not deduct from the Shir of Nechosim Merubim the amount of Malbushim or the amount of Nedunya. And this is how the Beis Shmuel learns the Pshat in Tosfos. The Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Yud Beis Sif Katan Chof, he says that the Shita of Taisus is that you do not take into the Cheshbon of Nechosim Merubim neither the amount of Nedunya nor the amount of Malbushim. In this point, Taisus is different than the Rosh. The Rosh is only referring to the Nedunya, that the Rosh says is not included. Taisus is different, the Beis Shmuel says. Taisus holds that even the cost of Malbushim also is not deducted when you're calculating Nechosim Merubim or Nechosim Muatim. The Rashbam, however, on the other hand, the Beis Shmuel and the Chagas M'chaykik as well over there in Shulchan Aruch, they say the Rashbam holds that since the word Yizaynu in the Mishnah refers to both Mezainis and to Parnasa, so the Rashbam would hold that as far as calculating Nechosim Merubim as well, you would calculate the cost of the Nedunya in order to be considered Nechosim Merubim. It would have to be that beyond the Isur Nechosim, there's still enough for the Mezainis, for the Banim, and for the Banais. According to this, Taisa over here in Ner Sugya means to be saying that there's a Machlekes in Din between the Rashbam and the Rivan, not just the machlekes how to translate the word yizoinu in the Mishnah. The Ritva, however, this is brought in the book Yosef, he quotes this Ritva, he understood the Rashbam differently. The Ritva says that when we calculate the shir of nechasim meruvim or nechasim wadim, we calculate the cost of mezoinus and the cost of malbushim. The word mezoinus refers to both of them. Malbushim is also included in mezoinus, that's part of the Tanai Bezdin. However, the cost of isur nechasim parnosa, that already is not included. In this way, the Ritva holds aderech the Rosh. However, the Ritva adds that even the Rashbam is maskim to this. And he says, that which the Rashbam says in the Mishnah, that Abani Sizayni refers to the Mezoinus and the Parnassus Nesuin, the Rashbam is just trying to tell us that when there is enough Nechosim, this is the din that the Bani have a right to collect from Mezoinus and also for the Nedunya. However, the Rashbam is maskim that when we calculate whether there's enough Nechosim to be considered Nechosim Merubim, we only calculate Mezoinus. Rashbam is masking that the word Mezoinus B'derech Klal refers to Mezoinus and to Malbushim. It does not include Isur Nechosim in the Nedunya. And therefore the din is, as far as the calculation of Nechosim Merubim, we do not include Nedunya. The Torah holds clearly that there is no Machlekes L'maisa. Rashbam is maskim to the Rosh, and other Rishayim that when you make the Cheshbon, whether there is Nechosim Merubim or Nechosim Muatim, you do not include the cost of the Nedunya. This is how the Torah understood the Rashbam. L'maisa, this does seem to be a Chiddush, because the Rashbam himself on the Gemara, the first Rashbam on the Gemara, and Dibur Maskel Kadesh Yizoinu, he says again, Parnoso U'mezoinis, Kepshuta, the Rashbam is telling us that when you calculate Nechosim Merubim, you do have to take into Cheshbon Parnosa, which is Nedunya. So just to summarize, it would seem that we have three possible shitas over here. What is included when you make the calculation of Nechosim Merubim or Nechosim Muatim? Firstly, the shita of the Rashbam, which is the Pashtus. Like we said, the first Rashbam of the Gemara is Mashm like this. This is Al-Chalkos Mechaykik. Shmuel also originally learned the Rashbam like this. Afterwards, he says maybe you could be Madchik, that the Rashbam means Al-Derech the way the Ritva understood the Rashbam. But the Pashtus of the Rashbam would be Mashim, that you do calculate even Nedunya, even the Isur Nechosim, in order to have Nechosim Reuben, that also has to be deducted. The second Shita is the Shita of the Ritva, the Mukha Yosef. The Ramban says like this as well, and this Lechair is the Pashtus of the Rosh also, that you do not calculate the Nedunya, however you do calculate both Mezoinus and the cost of Malbushim. And the third Shita, the way the Rivan over here is Mashma, this is how the Beis Shmuel says, Bedas the Rivan, that you don't even count the Malbushim, the only thing that you do count is the Mezoinus. As we mentioned previously, the Rosh explains what is the reason why you do not count the Parnasa. The Rosh says, Kivan Shalahi Gia Zman Ol Ligvais. The Zman for the Gvia, the time for this Chayv to be collected, has not yet come. It's only after she gets married, that's when she collects the Nedunya. Therefore, we did not deduct that when we make the Cheshbin of whether there's Nechosim Reuben or Nechosim Muatim. And Chayv, what the Rosh means to say is that as opposed to the Chiv of Mezoinus or the Chiv of Malbushim, for that the Zman Gvia is right away. And if they do go into the Cheshbon when we decide whether there's Nechosim Merubim. And we could suggest, perhaps, to explain the Shita, which argues on the Rosh, the Pashas of the Shita Sarashbam, they do count the Isur Nechosim when you're calculating Nechosim Merubim. It could be the Rashbam held that in truth, even the Chiv of Mezoinus is not Chal, the Gvi is not supposed to be right away. This is a Shaila which the Achrayim discuss, the Chakira, what is the Pshat in the Yisayit of the Chiv of Mezoinus? Is the Pshat that the Chiv is Chal immediately at the time the father dies? At that moment, she has a schus to collect all the money that she's going to need for her mezainis until the age of bagrus. Or is the pshat that be'etzim the chiv is really each day she has a right to collect the mezainis that she needs for that day. In the shir of Shmuel, he discusses this. In Ois Kuf Pehei, he has these two sadim. Is the pshat that the chiv is at the time the father dies, she's already owed all the money that's going to be necessary for her to have mezainis until the age of bagrus. Or is it considered a new chiv each day, a right to be given from the Yisayimim, money that she needs for the Mezoinus of that day. If we go like the Tzad, that it's a Chiv which is Chal every day, then we could explain Bedas the Rashbam, the same way as far as the Chiv of Mezoinus, even though tomorrow's Mezoinus is not a Chiv which has been Chal yet, still the din is, we calculate all the money which will be necessary for the Mezoinus, so too the Rashbam holds there's no Chilik as far as the Nedunya as well, even though there is no Chiv until she gets married, we'll calculate now already the money that she's going to need when she eventually gets married. The Rosh, on the other hand, we could explain, he holds that the Chiv for all of the future Mezoinus is Chal right away, therefore the Rosh was Mechalik between Mezoinus and Nedunya. Mezoinus is calculated as far as the din of Nechosim Reuben and Nechosim Muatim, Mashenkin, the cost of the Nedunya, that does not go into the Cheshbon. Now, I'll discuss another important point over here, a kasha which all of the Rishonim ask on the Mishnah, what lemaisa is the Chilik between Nechosim Reuben and Nechosim Muatim? Either way, the din is that the daughters have a schus to get mezoinis, Anything beyond that, chiyuv mezainis, which is left, will go to the sons. So what lemaisa difference is there? Why does the Mishnah break it into two categories, nechasim merubin and nechasim muatim? The Mishnah could have simply told us that the banis get whatever they need from mezainis, and anything which is left over afterwards will go to the banim. So the sheet of most rishonim, this is the sheet of the Rosh, the Ramban, the Yad Ramah, the Rimagash, the Ran, and the Rashba, all these rishonim say that the chilik is that by nechasim muatim, the din is, we take the nechasim away from the banim and we give them to the banis. Either to they themselves, or alternatively to an apotropis, who's going to hold on to the nechasim on behalf of the banis, and from that they'll get the mezainis. However, by a case of nechasim merubim, so even though they're also the banis will get mezainis, there, however, we don't take the nechasim away from the banim, the nechasim remain in the reshus of the banim, and the banis have to come to the banim to collect the mezainis. This is how the Rishonim explained that the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, by nechasim merubim, habanim yishu v'habanis yizainu, the Mishnah uses the lashon of Yirshu only by Nechasim Merubim. And Rishonim explained because the Pshat is there the Banim actually get all of the Nechasim B'Yerusha, then afterwards the Banis have to come and be Teveya from the Banim the money that they need for the Mezainis. By Nechasim Muatim, there the Mishnah does not say that the Banim get the Yerusha. The Pshat is because it does not go to the Banim at all. We take the nechasim away from the banim and we give it to the banis or to an apotropis on behalf of them. The Rishonim point out this is also the lashon of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem. At the top of the Amud Rav over there, he's talking about when there's nechasim muatim, his lashon is mitziyam lehem mezainis lebanis ad shiyibagru. Ashar lebanim. We take the nechasim away from the banim and we give it to the banis, whatever they're going to need for the mezainis until the age of bagrus. The Rishonim understand that's dafka by nechasim muatim. Mashenke by Nechasim Merubim, we do not take the Nechasim away from the Banim, rather the Banis have to come and collect the Mezainis from the Banim. The Yad Ramah explains what is the Pshat in this Chilik. He says, when there are only Nechasim Muatim, there were Cheshish, that if we leave the Nechasim by the Banim, they're going to end up using the Chilik, which really is supposed to have gone to the Banis. It's necessary for the Mezainis of the Banis, and it's not going to end up being left. Mashenke by Nechasim Merubim, we're not Cheshish for that. We don't have to be concerned that the sons are going to end up using the chelik which is supposed to be saved for the mezainis of the banis. Now, if we take a look at the Ritva over here, it seems the Ritva understood that this chelik between the nechasim merubim, where we leave the nechasim by the banim, as opposed to nechasim watim, where we take the nechasim away from the banim, the Ritva is aware that there's a fundamental chelik over here. The lashon of the Ritva is kosher nechasim merubim huda habanim yorshim, that which the sons get the yerusha that's only by nechasim merubim. Mashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, Ein HaNechasim B'Shusan U'Kenochrim Chashivi. If there's only Nechasim Muatim, then the sons are like Nochrim, they're like strangers, they do not get the Yerusha. Mashmois of this Ritva is that when there's Nechasim Muatim or Mevatel, this is a Din Drabanan, the Chacham or Mevatel a Din Yerusha, even though with Dereisa, the sons are supposed to get all of the Yerusha, the Banis do not get anything, but the Takana of Mezainis, which as we said before is a Tanai Bezdin, that the daughters have a schus to get the mezainis from that which the father left over, that din, in the case of nechasim muatim, is mevatel the din yerusha. The yerusha does not go to the sons bechlal, and the yerusha goes over to the daughters. By nechasim merubim, however, there the sons get everything midin yerusha. The yerusha goes to them, and even though later on the daughters could come and be taveh mezainis, that's not mevatel the din yerusha. The din yerusha was neskayim completely. All of the nechasim went over to the banim. Based on this mashmois of the Ritva, we have a better understanding in the Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah says that by nechasim muatim, we're concerned that if we leave the nechasim by the sons, they're going to use them up, not going to leave the amount that's necessary for the mezainis of the daughters. Vashenki by nechasim rubin, there is no such chash. The pshat is because really we don't want to be mevatel ladin deraisa, that which the Torah says that the Yerusha goes over to the sons. Therefore, only in a case where there's a real chash that if we leave the nechasim by the sons, then the daughters are not going to get what they're supposed to get, then we take it away from the banim, which the Ritva understands means to say that we're not being mekayim the din yerusha midairaisa. Hashenkin by nechasim merubim, where there is no such chash, we'd rather leave the nechasim by the sons. This way we're being mekayim the din yerusha midairaisa, and we tell the banis that they should come and be taveya from the sons when they need money for their mezainis. Now, just mentioned briefly, we said earlier a shaila had to understand that the din of mezainis is the pshat that tzachiv, which is chal immediately at the time the father dies, for all the mezainis that his daughters will eventually need, or is the pshat that it's a new chiyuv which is chal each day. The way the Ritva's understanding that by nechasim muatim where Mevatel Ladin Yerusha Deraisa and the Nechasim go directly to the daughters, that definitely is assuming like the Tzad that the Chiv is Chal right away. It's not Mishat that each day there's a new Chiv for the daughters to get the Mezainis necessary for that day. Rather, it's a Chiv which is Chal immediately for all the Mezainis that they're going to need. And the truth is, it's even more than that. We don't look at it as a Chiv Bechlal. Rather, this Din Derabanan, which as we said is a Tanai Ksuba, the Tanai Ksuba dictates that a Chilik of the Nechasim of the father which are necessary for the Mezainis of the daughters, they don't go over Beirusha Bechlal to the sons, rather they go over Beirusha to the daughters. Even though Midiraisa, the sons should have gotten it, the Tanai Ksuba gives it to the daughters, Midin Yerusha, and it's not Begeder or Chayiv. However, as the Ritvaz Mavur, this is Dafka by Nechasim Muatim, by Nechasim Rubim, however, where the sons get it, there it is considered a Chayiv, the daughters do not get it, Beirusha, the sons get the Yerusha, Kidin Taira, and the daughters have a Schus to be Teveya, Chayiv for Mezainis, which is the result of the Tanai Ksuba. Here we can still present the two Tzadim of the Safik. Is the Chiv Mezainis Chal immediately, the sons owe the daughters all the money that they're going to need for the Mezainis, or is it a new Chiv which is Chal each day, a right to be Teveh the Mezainis that they're going to need for that day? Akopan, to get back to the Ikur Nidin that we're discussing now, as we said, Revi Sheinim hold, the Chal between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim, is that by Nechasim Merubim, the Nechasim remain by the sons, and the daughters get the money that they need for the Mezainis, by Shenke by Nechasim Muatim, we give the money directly to the daughters or to an Apotropis, to hold on to it for them. However, as we'll see later on in Daf Kuf Mem, the Mashmais of the Rashbam over there, and Dibur Maschal Al Menosei Mahu, the Rashbam is Mashmal that even in the case of Nechasim Merubim, still will take away from the sons the money which is necessary for the daughters to have Mezainis. The Mashmais of the Rashbam is that this is not the chilik between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim. Either way, we're going to take from the sons that which is necessary for the Mezainis of the daughters. Furthermore, in Taisis as well, and Dibur Maschal Yoseimim, we'll see this machikis and achrenim how to understand Taisvis, but Kepshutai Taisvis is mashman, not like these Rishainim. Taisvis is mashman, this is not the chilik between Nechasim Rubim and Nechasim Muatim, that by Nechasim Rubim, the Nechasim stay by the sons, and by Nechasim Muatim, it goes over to the daughters.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.